welcome to another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris Spaced Knight McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Joining me today to discuss news of writer Zach Penn's hiring on the Hasbro and Paramount ROM movie is Brian Diarraith Hickey. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Fresh from his recent adaptation of Ernest Cline's Ready Player One novel for the big screen, Zach Penn, a cracking name considering he's a writer, has been signed on to adapt ROM the Space Knight for Hasbro's AllSpark Pictures and Paramount Pictures. So what do we think about this, Brian? I mean, the guy has got some serious experience chops here. I mean, he's done comic book and sci-fi stories before. How do you think he'd fit for something like ROM?
Well, I'm pretty excited about this, right, for a couple of reasons. Firstly, when you look at his back catalogue, there's some really good work from Marvel in there, work that I'm familiar with. So compared to, say, DJ Caruso,
yep.
I don't think anybody on the call was particularly, you know, amazed or excited about his kind of back catalogue.
Nobody was, were they?
No one was feeling the, you know, but I think this guy has definitely brought the to... You know, say the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
Okay. So we know now. Okay, I'm saying that I'm not. You know, I can't say exactly what his total contribution was. Obviously, an amazing creative team has worked on all those movies, but the output has been pretty good. So it's reasonable to assume this guy plays at a very high level.
That's something that I think the Caruso element was missing a little bit, wasn't it? Like, and with DJ Caruso for Joe doing being so high up in like the in a high up major role. You just kind of think, okay, but then this has a little bit more chops to it, doesn't it? A little bit more kind of meat to it.
You know, you're looking at the, say, that kind of fantasy, sci-fi adventure, superhero type adventure movies. ROM fits into that category.
Yeah, yeah.
I think really, really well. And, you know, so I think Zach Penn could definitely bring something really, really, you know, good to the mix here. What also has me about this is that... I'm a big fan of, you know, I've said it loads of times on the show, a big fan of the Hasbro Combined Universe.
Yeah.
And I really like how you look at series like, say, Revolution or Revolutionaries that came after that, how they've interwoven all the different properties together. I think they did a great job of that. And how ROM fits into that whole dynamic, you know, with G.I. Joe, with Transformers, with the Micronauts, I think works really, really well. So we discussed a little while back, previously that some of the guys from the Hasbro writers room said nothing's ever going to happen on any of the combined universe stuff. And then we get this news.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited that, you know, maybe something is going to happen. The news, the source for this story looks pretty legit.
Yeah, Deadline are a pretty solid source for this kind of stuff. And thanks as well, heads up from Paddy Lennon, who found the story and sent it to us on our little group message. And I was like, right, posting that immediately. Thank you, Paddy.
Paddy's always on the ball.
He is.
On the cutting edge. On the cutting edge of
On the cutting edge of balls. Yeah, he's always on the balls. A couple of things I would like to say about this. First off, with ROM in general, and you, from what you said about the combined universe, I have to agree in that I enjoyed ROM in the Revolutionaries, in Revolution, in First Strike, etc., etc. I enjoyed him in Shining Armor with Transformers crossover. I haven't really been totally J-I-double-Z'd with his... So like, towards the end of the solo run, I started to get a little bit fatigued with him. Not with him necessarily, but with the kind of constant reiteration of the same theme over and over again, which I know you're in a story arc, you know, you're gonna get that, but it was almost like templated comics. You know, I couldn't tell you what happens in each individual comic towards the end of that run because it just got a little bit like samey. And the same has kind of happened a little bit with the ROM Micronauts crossover for me personally. And I said this on the Comics Burst when Paddy and I did a little Comics Burst thing, which we'll be doing again next week, so don't worry. So I would suggest that I do like ROM, and I was really excited at the beginning. I loved how they kind of brought him into the universe. I loved his character and so on and so forth. I thought it was brilliant. I really enjoyed the other Space Knights as well. Like, they just pulled out another, like Livia, his kind of female companion, who, you know, is also a Space Knight, and then I forget the other guy's name now, but he's got this huge snake tail in his pretty awesome like ROM suit. I just really like him. But I do like the concept. I think as a film, it could come across pretty well. I mean, it's one of those things I think is a 50-50. I think it could, you know, they could go heavy CGI, which they might have to do anyway, just in general. But that hasn't been necessarily been a problem for, say, Iron Man in the Avengers and so on and so forth. So I can kind of see them, especially going with like a Marvel writer for this one, and coming up with some really cool kind of scenes for Rom to be kind of involved in, and for those scenes to kind of be duplicated in you know, visuals. So I'm more, I would say, more excited about this than I am about the G.I. Joe movie news, and say even more so than like the Micronauts stuff that's been coming out as well. But I would, you know, again, this is a, we're way early in the process here. We're talking adaptation from comic to a film script. So we're still talking a couple of months before we even get any news on how that's going, you know, like, so I would suggest that it's early doors, but still quite an exciting little thing.
Well, there's a couple of interesting things there. I mean, I know I kind of get your point on the comics. And if you look, say, in the last, you know, 12, 18 months, Rom has had, you know, had a lot of exposure in the comic universe between the different crossovers and obviously the standalone kind of Rom story.
Yeah.
Obviously, in a movie universe, you know, when they're not necessarily committing to, like, you know, 10 Rom movies here. It might only be one movie that would hopefully then dovetail into a more kind of combined universe scenario. So you're not relying on having to dole out loads and loads of kind of, you know, content to build the entire universe just on Rom. But it could be a very good entry point into the combined Hasbro universe from a cinematic point of view.
Yeah.
The challenge then is that Rom is one of these characters where he's such a bloody goody two-shoes.
a bloody two-shoes.
And he's so noble and he's so righteous. And to write a character like that can get very challenging to make him interesting, because, you know, we kind of want, like, you compared him to Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
And Iron Man's a bit of a, you know, certainly in Iron Man 1, he's a bit of a maverick. He's a rogue.
Anti-hero.
He's a cheeky bugger, you know. And then obviously his character develops over the whole kind of, you know, Avengers sort of arc and the different Iron Man movies. So if they were going to do something a bit more than just one movie, if they want to open it up possibly to like a trilogy, and then also weaving that into a combined universe with other Hasbro characters, that's, you know, how they handle that character and that character progression is going to, prove to be a challenge. But I mean, by the looks of it here, Zach Penn, I mean, he's worked with, obviously, you know, X-Men, he's worked with the Avengers in terms of, you know, story content. So maybe he's up for the challenge, and I'd be curious to see, you know, how this progresses and what comes out of that.
Yeah, and let's talk quickly about those, that kind of like lineup of films he's been involved with. So X2 he was involved with, which I enjoyed that as an X-Men movie. I enjoyed the first X-Men movie. I think it's of its time, and I think it's dated a little bit now, but still I think they held up pretty well, and they were almost direct, you know. There was a lot of comparisons that you could kind of put to the comic, you know, in the way the stories developed and how the characters were and even how they looked. So they did stick very close to the source material with the X-Men films, and they were successful. X-Men The Last Stand obviously was a little bit rough, but at the same time, you know, I would actually go to say that was one of the worst X-Men movies, that and one, I think, with the Wolverine Origins, one I wasn't a big fan of. You know, again, it's still like the adaptation experience here. Elektra, not a massive fan of that movie, but again, very close to the source material. The Incredible Hulk, a little bit better. I mean, the Hulk movies are very, very hit and miss, you know, and I think it took the Avengers to get the best out of the Incredible Hulk. And
the Hulk, yes.
Of course, we've got the Avengers, which I would say is probably, out of all of those, the shining light out of all of them. A really good, you know, again, close to the source material, but certainly enough of, you know, taking liberties with enough of the parts to kind of create something new and different, and has really given the Marvel Cinematic Universe its own feeling and own style. But again, I think that was probably more to do with the previous work on all of the build-up movies. But I mean, you can't really go wrong with the Avengers. I mean, at that point at which they start the fight with the Chitauri in the city, every scene, you could pause that movie at any point and it's a screensaver. Like every scene is just dramatic. Yeah, and of course, just recently, Ready Player One. Sorry, have I left one out?
You left what I was going to say, The Last Action Hero.
Oh, Belter.
My guilty pleasure.
Belter. That is an absolute classic of a movie, and a really good Arnie movie as well. So, I mean, he's got... I mean, again, it's I think from that list, you can see that he takes... You know, in terms of the source material, he sticks very closely to it. And as you've seen the progression through to, say, like The Avengers and now Ready Player One, which I haven't seen yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing. I believe it's in theatres at the moment in the US. I'm not sure if it's out in the UK yet. Is it out in the UK yet, Ready Player One?
Do you know what? I'm not sure. I think it's coming this weekend.
Okay. I did read on that article something about the premiere being on like Thursday or Friday or something. So maybe I'm just getting ahead of myself. But I definitely want to see that movie just to kind of see if it's any... You know, again, the source material being the novel from Ernest Cline originally. So
yes. It'll
be interesting to see how he takes that... story and developed it for the big screen. So yeah, I mean, the only difference I suppose here is that Rom doesn't have like a solid source material to take from. I mean, you've got the toy and then you've got the comics, which, you know, again, Marvel had that run early on. Is he going to take from that? Is he going to stick closer to the IDW universe? Is there going to be like a mixture of the two? Are we going to get anything from like the Space Knights run that was kind of Rom and not Rom at the same time? You know, I'm kind of interested to see what he kind of pulls from those.
Well, actually, you've listed a few different kind of sources there. Let's assume it's only a one-off movie that maybe might dovetail into a crossover. And if you look at it at that basis, I think, you know, I didn't know anything about Rom until the IDW universe introduced them to me.
Yeah.
And even at that point, you know, we got to see a little bit of kind of the other Space Knights. We get a little bit about his backstory in there too. And then obviously he's kind of heavily involved in the various crossovers with the Micronauts, the Transformers and G.I. Joe. So even if you just take the kind of modern iteration of Rom in the comics universe, there's potentially quite a bit for him to build from in that space.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than likely we'll see the villain of the piece, the Dire Wraith, that they're going to have to be embedded in there somehow. No pun intended. That's what they do. They embed themselves into, you know, humanity or whatever. And yeah, so I mean, obviously, like the Dire Wraith will be something that I expect to see. Other Space Knights, interaction with human, as is always the case with any kind of Hasbro-oriented film, like the Transformers and so on and so forth, there's going to be that human interaction, which I'm just not that bothered about. You know, I don't really always care for the human characters in a lot of these kind of things. Obviously, where you've got the Avengers, the interaction with humanity is part of the storyline. When it comes to things like Rom, Transformers, even Pacific Rim, which popped up the other day, I know isn't, you know, necessarily related, but I want to see in Pacific Rim are monsters fighting massive robots. I'm not that fussed about the human characterization of everything. I might have been had the first movie not been really bad in the acting department, but I just wasn't feeling, and I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for the Pacific Rim hate here, but I wasn't a massive fan of that film. And I'm not crazy excited to see the second one because I just get the feeling it'd be more of the same. But in terms of like the fight, you know, that first trailer that dropped for Pacific Rim, I nearly dropped my under trousers and just crapped everywhere. Like, I was just so amazed by how it looked. They didn't really show anything with the humanity, you know, the human characters. It was really all about the robots fighting monsters kind of teasers, and it looked spectacular. And I was really let down with how it kind of turned out.
Look, Pacific Rim is going to rely heavily on robots fighting monsters for the factor. and the human characters aren't all that interesting anyway. Now, you compare that to Avengers, all your superheroes, they take off the mask at some point or another, and you get the human characters. And that's actually what makes those characters so great, is that they have the same challenges that all humans can face, and the superhero mask or costume doesn't really resolve the real problems or challenges that they have. So maybe for Ron, you know, to work as a character, that comes back to that challenge that I was talking about. How do you make that character interesting?
Yeah.
And maybe we see Ron before he gets encased in his armor.
Yeah.
And the story starts there, and then, you know, I don't know, I'm kind of rambling now a little bit.
I would agree with you on that. I'd also say they'll probably introduce the same thing that he can do in his suit in the current run, and that is to expose his face for a short period of time. Can like almost expose certain parts of his body. That sounds gross, doesn't it? But like, you know, he can like, you know, make it so that if he concentrates hard enough, his hand will appear where, and the suit kind of dissipates or around it. And the same with his face, like he can make that appear. So I wonder if that will be developed a little bit into the film, because I think that is obviously, as much as I don't really like the human characters in a lot of these films, sometimes I think that's the way that, you know, how they've been handled in the writing aspect. Obviously, in something like the Marvel, X-Men, Avengers kind of thing, humanity is important because it's like, you know, it's a mutation off that, and then how they react with humanity. Like Transformers should be better in that, but I feel like the focus is on the human characters more than it is on the Transformers, and that's I think where it loses me. And the same thing for Pacific Rim, as I mentioned. Again, a little bit off topic there, but at the same time, I think with Rom, let's come back to that, I think there's definitely something there, because it keeps coming up. Rom, the Micronauts, they didn't do great in terms of sales in the comics, and obviously they've been merged into the crossover at the moment, but they're still there, they're still going, Rom and the Micronauts. There's the Micronauts TV series, which has been announced, the animated one.
Yes,
there's the Micronauts film that's been announced ahead, you know, I think ahead of G.I. Joe. I want to say it's going to be the first one, it might be G.I. Joe, but irrelevant. It's up there in the first, you know, trappings of films, media, etc., etc. So yeah, we're seeing like a almost like a strong magnetism towards these two brands, and yeah, and I'm not against that. I mean, I'm happy to see how it pans out. I just really hope we get a strong film from Rom that isn't, you know, too heavily CGI based, which obviously it's going to have to be to an extent, but to the point where it makes it look weak and a little bit rubbish, you know, like maybe like making it look a little bit Guardians of the Galaxy could be the way to go with it, you know?
Oh, totally. I mean, that's if you're going to model it on a Marvel movie, that's a great way to look at it. Again, very heavy CGI use in that movie, but for me, it's not about the medium. It's you put the right creative team in place, you get a good story, you get good characters, and then the CGI isn't what matters then at that point. It's just the medium to deliver that excellent story. So maybe that's how they would, you know, that worked very well for Guardians of the Galaxy. It worked very well in Avatar. I really enjoyed Avatar as a movie. And the story is just, it's kind of a classic story, a simple story.
Toys as well.
Great toys.
Those mech suits are amazing, weren't they?
I've got two of them. Absolutely love those. Look, if we get the toys, right, then I still want a great movie. Okay, that's still want a great movie. But if we get the toys, of course, I think we're all going to be happy. But, you know, bringing this back to that, you know, the movie and the wider Hasbro universe, I would love to see this be the starting point for something that, you know, similar to what Marvel have achieved with their movie universe. Mm. So wouldn't it be awesome if, you know, you're getting to the latter scenes of a Ron movie and the G.I. Joe characters start to get introduced
exactly,
into it.
Yeah, like how they did with like Nick Fury at the end of each Iron Man, and then,
yes,
you know, all those different films he kept popping up at towards the end in like extended scenes and stuff. But yeah, totally would love that. And that's where you achieve the success with a combined universe, is when you trickle each thing in over a long period of time, creating these like, oh, that's in the same universe, oh, that's in the same, you know, it took a while for me as a kid to realize that Spider-Man was in the same universe as, say, the X-Men, you know, in terms of like when I read the comics, and as a kid, I mean. And I remember seeing Spider-Man it was one of those things where it was from his kind of, you know, like a over-the-shoulder shot watching something else happen in a different comic. And when that happened, it kind of like all of a sudden it dawned on me like, oh, of course, they're all in the same universe. They're just in different cities or different parts of the globe. And, you know, that, it sounds like I was a really dumb kid, but but at the same time, like, it was one of those things where you kind of all of a sudden the excitement's there and you've got this thing where this thing to hold on to. It's like, oh, that's amazing. That means we can see this guy and this guy and this guy in the same, you know, in the same friggin' films and stuff like that. And now that they've finally worked that out, or they've worked it out into a way that could be well written, well done, you know, beautifully filmed and so on and so forth, and you've got this incredible Marvel Cinematic Universe which continues to keep churning out excellent content. I mean, like the Black Panther movie, as you know, what, I still haven't seen it, and I'm gonna go ahead and say it's, you know, it's breaking records left, right and center. Is a really solid, you know, people love it, so I can't wait to see it.
I haven't seen that yet, and I'm hoping to get out. We've got a long weekend coming up this weekend, so I'm hoping to get out this weekend and see the Black Panther movie. And if I can manage it to also catch Ready Player One, I'd be looking forward to seeing that one too.
Awesome. So basically, coming back to what we're talking about, Zach Penn signed on for ROM, the film, thanks to Hasbro, Allspark Pictures and Paramount Pictures. It'll be interesting to see what comes of this. We'll be kind of sticking close to the news and obviously bringing what we can to you guys as and when we can. What do you guys think about this as well? Please feel free to like, comment, subscribe, etc. Whatever you find, you know, jump on any of these things that we do and interact with us, because we want to hear from you guys. And you never know, we might even call you out on the show as well. Brian, thank you so much, mate. Really appreciate you jumping on for that.
Oh, look, absolutely delighted. And just want to say, Zach Penn, bring the j***s.
The pen is mightier than the j***s. That's it for this installment of the Full Force Newsburst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, Brian Hickey. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Dong.
Woo.
Dong. Because of the whole ROM thing. I'm ROM. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.